Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Dale Chu, Senior Visiting Fellow of the Fordham Institute. He's also an independent consultant on education programs and policy. He starts out an article that he authored. For generations, a traditional public school has been a bedrock institution in American life. But recent developments suggest that this model is undergoing a stress test like never before, exacerbated by the recent cratering of student achievement. The pandemic accelerated two key trends: a broad societal shift in literacy habits and a structural transformation in K-12 education through the rise of private school choice. The title of the piece is Education at an Inflection Point, and Dale Chu joins us. Dale, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Neil. Always a pleasure.
Dale, you and I have talked several times about how the pandemic has influenced education, impacted it, and where we're going in the future. I actually love this piece that you authored because I think you point out some of the obvious that we just walk right around. Tell us more about how this societal shift in literacy habits and this shift to school choice.
Yeah, no, thanks for the kind words, Noel. Yeah, so these are two big things in my mind that, just like you pointed out, we don't talk about enough. The first is this shift in literacy. And you know, I'm a big proponent of making sure our kids are reading proficiently on grade level. But at the same time, we don't talk enough about the fact that maybe we're headed to what some folks have described as a post-literate society. And when I say that, folks often think about, you know, how the printing press fundamentally changed civilization. Are we in a world now where you have, you know, social media platforms like TikTok, which is arguably the stickiest, most addictive instrument in human history, right? And then we're moving in a direction where we're getting a lot of our information, most of our information, from short-form video versus reading articles or textbooks or what have you. And I think there's a lot of implications for what that could mean for schools if that is what the future has in store. The second thing around private school choice, if you look back just 15 years ago, I mean, I don't have a radio show, so I can't show images. But if you had if you could look at the U.S. map 15 years ago and look at the states that had private school choice or some form of choice versus now, the best way I can describe it, Noel, is it's two completely different worlds. And the big thing The latest front is what's actually happened next door in Louisiana, in Texas. Texas is, just for the first time in the state's history, has passed an education savings account type of private school choice bill into the full House, which has never happened in Texas. And all signs are pointing towards the direction where Texas will very soon have a very wide-ranging private school choice program. And the long and short of that, Noel, is that if that does happen, you're going to have, when you look at our country, you're going to have close to 60% of kids have access to something beyond the traditional public school. And that's not something we've ever had before as a country.
That's a huge and major transformation. We went through something, I guess, a little bit similar, but obviously not as broad, with charter schools, right? And there have been really mixed outcomes with charter schools.
Yes and no. I think what we're referring to is there are some studies that show, on balance, charter schools, their academic results are on par with traditional public schools. However, if you look at some of the high-performing charter schools targeted towards urban areas, in most cases, those schools actually do outperform the traditional public school system. But I do think another element of this, which you're pointing to, Newell, is that with a lot of these private school choice programs, there isn't an accountability measure. So what that means is that it'll be very hard for states to really understand whether kids are doing better or worse if they go to something besides their traditional neighborhood school.
What is the underlying fear that these schools have by actually testing their students, like public school students are tested?
I would say there's a range of reasons. I think, but certainly if it's not at the top, it'll be close to the top, Newell, is the idea that for a number of these schools, especially if you're a private school, you want to have autonomy from what the state requires, whether that's, a big one is curriculum. And so usually what happens with these tests is the test is aligned to what the state says you have to teach. And so if you're a private school principal, headmaster, you might feel like if I have to give the state test, that means I have to change up my curriculum and a whole bunch of things. And generally speaking, a lot of these schools, and understandably so, are concerned about doing something like that. So by and large, a lot of these states that are passing some of these private school choice laws, there isn't much in terms of having some sort of uniform standard of understanding how kids are doing.
But it would be fairly... Maybe I'm naive, but it would seem to me it would be fairly simplistic to develop a test for math and for reading that would be universal.
You would think so. There are some of these state laws where they don't require the private school to administer, say, the state test, but maybe just some sort of general off-the-shelf test to get a basic check on whether kids can read and do math. But again, it's very spotty in terms of how states are doing this. And I'm pretty sure in terms of Texas's bill, the state I just mentioned a moment ago, that there isn't an accountability mechanism. I mean, another element of this is if you talk to folks who are very strong proponents of this, and I consider myself a proponent of private school choice, but if you talk to some of my friends who are really strong proponents, they would argue to you that a parent voting with his or her feet is the ultimate form of accountability. So in other words, if I'm sending my kid to a private school and I don't like that private school, I don't need a test. Like that, I as a parent will take that my kid out of that school and put him somewhere else. And they would argue that that is more effective, more powerful than any sort of test you might be able to offer.
Let's go back to this post-literate society.
Sure.
When you're looking at short-form videos, and that's what kids are consuming at alarming rates today. Is it possible to develop critical thinking skills and to be able to assimilate information across many different silos? And, it seems to me that lends itself to maybe learning facts, but not understanding how these facts fit into the overall picture. You learn about the what, but you don't really learn about the why outcomes, but not really why that outcome.
Yeah, it's a great question, Noel. I mean, I remember, like, even before, you know, this, you know, the short form videos and social media and some of these things really took hold, even when the internet first came around, there were folks who were arguing, well, kids won't need to learn stuff. They can just Google it, right? And now this is, you know, in terms of the short form video, it manifests itself in so many different ways. When I think about the question you just asked, I mean, what I'm seeing and hearing more at the, you know, the university level for students who are going to college, you're hearing more and more stories of professors assigning, let's say, a book for a freshman to read. And freshmen saying, you know, very honestly to their professors that they don't know how to read a whole book. And then when the professor probes more, said, yeah, when we were in high school, we were never required to read an entire book. We are required to just read, you know, individual passages, maybe a few paragraphs. And I think the trade-off here is, if you're not really diving deep and you're not insisting on kids diving deep into a particular author's point of view or whatever it is, that critical thinking you're talking about, I just think it's harder to do. If your whole engagement or your whole experience with literacy is just short form passages, there's not enough meat there, I think, for kids to develop the habits that you're talking about in terms of being able to think critically.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I mean, I recognize especially when I went to law school, that a lot of my training in undergrad and through high school and otherwise was rogue memorization. And those kids that went to a different type of school, that really the approach was assimilating all of this information and understanding why this or that or otherwise, that they were much deeper thinkers and better writers, quite frankly, because they were learning in a different way.
Sure.
You know, if you're into the rogue memorization model and you're worrying about your flashcards for spelling, right, all through first, second, and third grade, those that are not worried about that are just spelling phonetically and writing and doing journals and stuff like that, I found that those people were better prepared. Even after all of those other years of education, they viewed and thought about the world in a different way. And it was evident to me that without that, you were at a disadvantage, especially like in a law school environment where you had to write and you had to critically think.
I couldn't agree more. I think this is part of the reason why you know, when you think about what's happening in terms of the Trump administration and the new education secretary, one of her charges that she's been pushing is getting back to the basics, right? Making sure that when it comes to literacy and numeracy, that we are insisting that our kids are learning the fundamentals, the spelling you just mentioned, because if you just jump ahead and don't really pay attention to the fundamentals, like, it might not seem like much at first, but it's kind of like building a house where you don't build a strong foundation and you start building the first, second, and third floor. And then all of a sudden you get to that third floor and things are collapsing in and you go, whoa, why did that happen? It's because you didn't establish that strong foundation from the beginning. And I think that's something that people are beginning to pay attention to. Now, in terms of whether that takes hold more broadly, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, the test of time is what will reveal what's actually working and not working for certain. Dale, as always, always enjoy your writing and really appreciate you joining us today. We thank you for your time and your insight, and have a great week.
You too. Thanks for having me, Neil.
Thank you, sir. Dale Chu, Senior Visiting Fellow, Fordham Institute. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.